Prepare yourself to invest a few minutes with the Make Each Click Count podcast to discover new details and how to accelerate your sales and profits while making sure you're getting the absolute most out of your online marketing dollars. Hosted by Andy Spleichel, who's been running paid click campaigns for his clients for 20 plus years. Join us and discover what's working today and start making each click count. Without further ado, here's the acclaimed author of the Make Each Click Count book series, the founder of True Online Presence, the founder of Make Each Click Count University, and the host with the most, Andy Spleichel.
Welcome to the Make Each Click Count podcast. On today's episode, we have the pleasure of speaking with Kusha Kervandi, an Inc. 500 entrepreneur who has successfully launched and exited multiple seven- and eight-figure e-commerce businesses, primarily focused on the Amazon platform. Kusha is also the brains behind Kazam, an innovative AI-based tool that's revolutionizing Amazon advertising. Hi, Kusha.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So let's start, with such a robust background, can you share some of the core strategies that you've guided your success in driving sales and scaling different brands on Amazon?
Yeah, in the past, it used to be that you could just, launch private label products on Amazon and you could see success. But nowadays, I would say in the last two, three years, the game has changed quite a bit. And every year, it obviously gets a little bit more challenging where, you can't sell another Me Too product on Amazon. And what I mean by that is, you can't sell a commodity. You can't sell just another dog leash or another water bottle and there needs to be something unique about what you're selling. It needs to be differentiated. So there needs to be a little bit more thought that goes into it in terms of the design improvements that you make or functional improvements you make to your products. And in many cases, a lot of what I'm doing and have been doing over the last several years is focusing on more engineering, so custom molds, custom tooling, things like that, to really differentiate the product and potentially make it so that you can get some intellectual property around the product, like having design patents, utility patents, and so forth, that you can then use to build a moat of defensibility around your product.
Interesting. We've had a lot of attorneys on lately talking about patents and protecting your property. So that really fits right in there with that. What stage do you get to before you look at getting a patent or protecting your product, copyright or trademark? Where do you get into the creative process before you look at getting that?
Yeah, in most cases, what I recommend is, first finding a category where there's not too much competition, but there is demand. So you want to find kind of that balance between there is some demand, and you can use tools like Jungle Scout, for example. They have a Chrome extension, which will show you not only sales, but estimated sales of products on a search results page. But it'll also actually give you, based on whatever keyword you searched on Amazon, it'll tell you an opportunity score. So it'll say, okay, this is a low opportunity score because it has low demand and high competition. A high opportunity score would be something that has high demand but low competition. And so I try to find something that's maybe a level six or above, a score of six or above, which would be like medium demand, medium competition or high demand, medium competition, something like that would be fine. And then once I find a category like that where it's a little bit more blue ocean in terms of competition, I'll look for, what are the top products in that category? And I'll look at like the reviews, for example, and look at those 3-star reviews, because the 3 stars are very honest and less likely to be competitor sabotage, like maybe fake 1-star reviews, mm-hmm. or 5-star reviews can often be fake from the seller themselves. So the 3 stars would be very honest, and I'll look at those for ideas of how to improve the product. So that way, when I go to a potential factory in the US or China, wherever it may be, I can then take this feedback and say, hey, can you make this product, but can you make these small changes to it? And what I'm looking for is that MVP, that minimum viable product, where I can make just a few changes initially and just enough to differentiate and add value, even if it's something small, maybe it's just one little thing. And in the beginning, it may not even be enough of a differentiator to really build a moat around or get intellectual property around, but enough at least to drive clicks and conversions to your listing over the others. Otherwise, especially if you go in a category where the competitors have a lot of reviews, like, hundreds or thousands of reviews. If you don't have any kind of differentiation, then you're competing basically on price. That's the only thing you're going to be able to compete on, and it becomes a race to the bottom. So I don't recommend that. But if you can have something where you can add a little bit more value and ideally be kind of the mid or higher priced option out of the competitors, out of the competition, then that would be a good place to start. And then what I like to do is, after I have some proof of concept, meaning that I've gotten some sales on that product on Amazon, at least for a few months, then I'll invest in the intellectual property. I'll invest in trying to get some utility or design patents. I've made the mistake of doing it too early. And then the problem is, when you do that, if you get your patents early on, you may find out that the market doesn't really care about those, design changes or functional changes that you made. So you wasted a lot of money getting patents that you're not even really using anymore.
It's a great point.
Better to prove it first.
Yeah. When you launch a new product on Amazon, how much budget do you suggest people put into ads, running Amazon ads?
Yeah, ads are becoming more and more important with regard to sustaining your rankings. In the past, you would just focus on launching a product, and sometimes you could do with or without ads. If you did it with ads, you could do it for a short period of time until you got that organic lift in rankings, like the SEO on Amazon. And once you had that organic rankings for all the major keywords, you could pull back on your ads and you didn't have to waste really any money on ads. But now I feel like the algorithm is really taking into account your advertising. So in order to sustain your rankings, like, let's say, for example, you get to the top of page one for your target keywords, you may lose those rankings if you're not continually running ads in tandem as well, occasionally. Not always the case, and it's not the case for all keywords, but for competitive keywords where your competition is strong and they're running ads and such, and there's a good mix in terms of market share, you're going to want to have some level of PPC going. So in terms of budget, it's kind of hard to say because every product and category is different, but you want to have a decent budget to where you're going to be able to have enough inventory to buy for at least 6 months, because you're going to want to have enough inventory to launch the product for the first 2 to 3 months. And you're going to probably be upside down on that investment. Like, you don't want to expect to launch that inventory and expect to be profitable necessarily in the first 3 months. And you may not be profitable in the first 6 months, depending on how competitive that category is. But generally, my mindset is, like, the first 1 to 3 months, I may or may not make a profit. But outside of that, then I want to start turning the ship around and start focusing on becoming more profitable by maybe increasing my price slowly, by improving my ad spend and not having such a high ACoS or low ROAS. Those are the types of things that you want to focus on as time goes by over the next 6 to 12 months.
Now, Amazon fees, especially if you're running FBA, it seems Amazon fees come from everywhere. And it's more than just the 15%. It's the shipping cost. It's the warehouse cost. It's the cost for this. And it doesn't always seem that transparent. And I have a lot of clients that get frustrated with trying to figure out what they're going to get charged when from Amazon. How do you suggest people go about trying to, forecast their profitability?
Yeah, again, you might want to use a different tool, like maybe Helium 10. I think Jungle Scout may even have this as well inside their own dashboard. But you can create basically a sales and profit dashboard. You just plug in your cost of goods and it'll give you a daily snapshot, which is essential to be able to manage your business. It's like kind of like having, KPIs, key performance indicators, to run your business in real time. And that's really essential with Amazon, because the business reports that you get inside Seller Central are not enough for you to really know, am I making money? Because those reports are not going to show you in real time all these other fees like you're talking about. So it's important to have some kind of a dashboard that integrates all of that information, including all those other transactions that Amazon may be charging you fees for, as well as, in many cases, I find that I use different tools as well, like Gatita for getting reimbursements for lost inventory or damaged inventory. And so it's nice to see on these dashboards to see when I am reimbursed for that, you can see those reimbursements show up there. So it's just a one easy hub that you want to be able to have access to on a daily basis to manage your business. So, are you making money or are you not?
Now, your latest venture, Kazam, it utilizes AI optimize campaigns. Can you explain a little bit of how this technology works and what kind of improvements users could expect in terms of profitability and rankings?
Yeah, exactly. So, Kazam is something I've been working on for the last couple of years, and really it came out of this frustration of these rising Amazon costs. And especially I found that, many times when it came to Amazon PPC, that I was paying for clicks that I would have probably otherwise got the sales for if I wasn't, advertising for that keyword because I was already ranking well for that keyword. So I designed Kazam specifically so that it would take into account your lift in organic ranking. So if you're launching a new listing or kind of trying to scale or revive an existing listing, as your rankings go up for a certain keyword, once you're kind of above the fold for a specific keyword, the software will automatically start reducing your bids to make it more profitable. Because in many cases, it may not make sense to show up twice in search results, both sponsored and organic. And so it's better for you in most cases to focus on getting that organic sale and not having to pay the PPC costs as well. So that's and so if you lose the rankings, the audit system will automatically start raising the bids back again. So it's kind of maintaining kind of a homeostasis, like we talked about, of having to have PPC going evergreen so that you sustain your ranking. So if you were to dip, it will come back on to give you that lift again. But the idea is that we want to try to minimize your advertising costs of sales, your ACoS, and maximize your ROAS by tracking that position.
Is there any data out there that Amazon has released showing how many, like what percentage of clicks go on to the sponsored products, the first couple that are listed versus the organic? I know in Google, I mean, it's if you're not at the top, the amount of clicks you're getting, even if you're on top of organic, isn't nearly going to be as much. I mean, I'm curious. I've never seen anything released from Amazon that kind of tells that.
I haven't seen any data on, what percentage of clicks, and I'm sure it's different for every category, but what I have noticed in the last several years is that it used to be that when you'd search for a keyword, the majority of the search results above the fold were organic, and now like majority are sponsored. Like now it's like the first row or two are all sponsored. It used to be the first two listings, and now it's like the first four or eight listings are sponsored, and many more sponsored placements throughout search results now trickle throughout. So I think that, for that reason, I think over time there's probably going to be more and more and more placements. So that's why, again, that's why I created the Kazam software, because I knew over time PPC was going to become more and more important to the overall ecosystem of playing the game of Amazon.
So, I guess when did you launch Kazam and how what kind of results have people been seeing on it?
Yeah, we launched about 2 months ago, 3 months ago. So very recently we launched. We've been testing it internally before then. We have a consultancy business as well, so I've been using it with our clients that we used to, do a lot of this stuff manually with and run manually. And so we're having a system trying, comparing what it can achieve versus what I can do manually. And what I'm finding is that the ROAS that it's achieving is the same or better than what I was doing manually and going in manually, putting in keywords or optimizing bids or negative matches and so forth. So, it's in terms of cost of having someone to manage it, most people, if you're hiring an agency or a person, it's going to cost you, at least 1,000. I've seen 4,000, 5,000 a month from several agencies, maybe more. It can get very costly to have someone manage it for. So this software is designed to be somewhere in the $200 to $500 range for. I would say most sellers are going to probably be in the $200 range, based on their size, that it's going to make it much more reasonable for them to have something manage their account for them. And the cool feature we're adding, the AI portion of it right now has been primarily on the back end. So the AI, using OpenAI, it adds another layer of discretion. So it takes all the logic and the rule sets in terms of how the software should be extracting keywords, or adjusting bids, adjusting campaigns, and so forth. And the AI acts almost like another pair of eyes, like a media buyer, to determine what's most relevant and what makes the most sense in that specific instance. But what we are launching very soon here is we're going to add another layer, which is going to be more on the front end. So the user can then interact with the AI and ask it questions, just like OpenAI ChatGPT. You can go and ask questions regarding your campaigns. You can ask related to how it's performing, any suggestions the AI has for you to make them better. So it's going to be pretty cool. A lot of versatile functions that the AI will have on the front end for the user to interact with.
And how knowledgeable does a seller need to be to use it?
Yes, I designed it for the absolute beginner in mind. So again, not only just price point wise, but also feature wise, I designed it to be very, very lean in terms of the user interface, to be very simple. I do have a lot of different campaign themes and features that we plan to launch. But in the beginning, I didn't want to make it so complicated so that people don't know, well, which one do I launch? Do I launch this type of a theme or string of campaigns? Or do I launch that one? Instead, we launched with this something called the quick launch. So on the dashboard, there's literally just one theme right now, which is the quick launch theme. When you go into that, it allows you to select your SKU, and then all you have to do is put in a couple variables. And these couple pieces of information are really just your minimum and maximum bid to act as guardrails for you, and your target ACoS or ROAS. And that's pretty much it. That's the only minimum required information. There's a lot of other optional information if somebody's more advanced and they want to get more granular with product, keyword expansion or bid expansion or day parting or seasonality, things like that. They can get much more granular with it. But for the absolute beginner, they can get started just a couple clicks, hit go, and then that's it. They don't have to do anything. The system will automatically launch all the necessary campaigns for that specific product. And then it will expand those campaigns and optimize those campaigns every single day, every single week, just as if it was a media buyer. And so I designed this really for the beginner in mind who doesn't have the budget to hire a full-time media buyer, but they want the same type of performance and they want it to get more affordable and more profitable over time, which most media buyers aren't really doing. Most media buyers aren't tracking your organic positioning, your organic rank, and cross-referencing it to the keywords you're targeting.
Now, with the sponsored listings, for people that they may or may not know that are out there, if you're just starting, you got sponsored product, you got sponsored brand, you got a display. What is it running ads for all those different types for some of them? What how does that work?
Now, right now, it's only focused on sponsored products. So it's only focusing on those PPC campaigns that will be on mainly in search as well as product pages. But in the future, we will be launching sponsored brands and sponsored display as well. There'll be more features there. But again, we wanted to launch with something very simple and easy. And the bulk of the results always comes from sponsored products.
And are the people who are using it, are they individuals? Are they agencies? Is it a mix of both?
It's a mix of both. This is a great tool for agencies to use with their clients. Again, very, very affordable if you're running an agency. Most clients, are going to fit into those lower tiers of pricing based on their spend. So it's great for agencies and it's absolutely great for individuals. Again, who whether you're a beginner or intermediate and you don't have a lot of experience with running your own Amazon advertising and you need something that can get up and running and optimize everything for you. Or you're somebody who's very advanced and you have a lot of experience with it and you want to get very granular. It gives you a lot of tools that you can get very, very granular with.
Now, I'm curious. I mean, AI, everybody's trying to figure out how to best integrate it into, almost every vertical and every marketing, non-marketing, everywhere. How did you get involved in AI? How did you decide to spend your time on making Kazam, creating Kazam?
Yeah, I mean, AI right now is probably 25% of it. I would say 75% of it is really the logic and taking all my knowledge from what I was doing manually for a decade with PPC and putting that into the best practices and the optimizations and so forth into the system. But AI, I think, will be a growing thing. Right now, I want to start with something, very minimal. Like I said, adding that layer of discretion as if it's a person, so that way. If it was a person managing it, they'd go in there and they'd say, okay, well, of this list of keywords that we're extracting, these ones are the most relevant and so forth. So the AI is coming in and kind of taking the place of a person that you would hire or a media buyer to do that. So it's adding that extra layer. But I think as time goes on, especially as we expand more features, the AI is probably going to become much more prominent, especially when we have the front end feature in the next few 2 to 4 weeks, probably. Where you can interact with it, that will become much more of a useful tool.
Now, with Kazam, I see you've also introduced an affiliate program. Can you explain how that works and what the benefits are to those that would offer and become affiliates?
Yeah, absolutely. The commission kind of varies depending on the level of the affiliate. We have a few different programs, so people can go and they can apply to our affiliate program, or they can email us and request information on our affiliate program. But basically, we have the essence of how it works is that you get a commission not only on the initial sale but ongoing. So if somebody signs up for Kazam, the affiliate will get an ongoing commission on that monthly subscription. And we also offer a commission for second tier. So if they have other affiliates or super affiliates that they refer to us, they will also get a commission off of all of their referred sales.
Well, this has been great to hear about your journey and to hear about your new AI program. I guess for listeners who want to learn more about either the affiliate program or about Kazam, I mean, how would they do it? What's the best way to go from here?
Yeah, I would say best way would be to go to Go Kazam, GO Kazam, and Kazam is KAZAM.com. Or they could email us at info@gokazam.com. I don't think at this moment we on our website we may not have a link yet to our to enroll in our affiliate program. Right now it's people are emailing us and applying for that. But I think in the next week or so we'll probably add in the footer, we'll add a link that they can apply to be an affiliate.
Well, this has been great. Is there anything else you would like to add before we wrap it up today?
No, I think we covered the most of it. Like I said, the most important thing moving forward with Amazon, in my opinion, is differentiate your product, build a moat around it with some custom IP or at least some differentiation, and then focus on trying to optimize your PPC as your products rank higher.
Well, this has been great. For listeners, remember to check out Kazam. You can go to www.gokazam.com. Thank you for tuning in and make sure you subscribe for more expert insights on mastering the e-commerce world. And if you enjoyed this episode, please go to Apple Podcasts and leave us an honest review. That's it for today. Remember to stay safe, keep healthy, and happy marketing. And I'll talk to you in the next episode.
This has been the Make Each Click Count podcast. Remember, those that want to make more sales and profits online, listen to this podcast. The ones that want to discover how to do it faster, invest in themselves and their business through Make Each Click Count University. Join our private Make Each Click Count Facebook group or send us an email to info@makeeachclickcount.com. We want to know who you are and any questions that you may have regarding online marketing.